I'm Peter Crouch, and you're watching the Football Spy Show.
Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show on a day that Manchester United are celebrating the capture of the Blackburn defender Phil Jones, just like we told you they would yesterday. The bad news for Arsenal fans is that Jones spoke to Arsene Wenger on Tuesday night, but he decided to sign a five-year deal with £15 million with Manchester United. Arsenal fans, what does that say about the direction of your club? Today we've got transfer news involving Chelsea, Spurs, Swansea, more on Liverpool, plus lots more. So let's start with our first transfer roundup of the day.
We start with El Mundo Deportivo, the Spanish publication, who say that the Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger is prepared to let Cesc Fabregas leave the club as long as he does not join another English team. That clears the way for him to finally end that transfer saga and join Barcelona, who are going to make a fresh attempt to sign him. They will have to meet Arsenal's £40 million asking price or upwards. Otherwise, they've got no chance, however. Our own Daily Mirror say that Aston Villa have all but abandoned hope of convincing winger Ashley Young to agree to a contract extension, paving the way for him to complete a £16 million move to Manchester United. Manchester United boss Sir Alex Ferguson going to make a fresh attempt to make that deal happen before the weekend, say the Express. The Sun say that Chelsea have been told that they will have to pay £41 million to sign the Brazil striker Nathma, who plays for Santos. The Metro say that Chelsea have started a march on United in the battle to sign the Inter Milan midfielder Wesley Schneider. The Guardian say Anderlecht striker Romelu Lukaku hoping to finalise a £20 million move to Chelsea on Saturday when his agent meets the Belgian club's general manager Herman van Holfeek. The radio station TalkSport say that Chelsea manager-in-waiting has sanctioned the signing of the Denmark promising playmaker Christian Eriksen from Ajax. Our own Daily Mirror says Chelsea are in for the Atletico Madrid defender Diego Godin. He's 25 years old, plays for Uruguay, and is very, very highly rated indeed. Also in our own Daily Mirror, Arsenal in talks with two defenders, Bolton's Gary Cahill and Blackburn's Christopher Samba, as manager Arsene Wenger looks to shore up the centre of his defence. Samba would cost £12 million, while a £15 million deal would be enough to prize Cahill away from the Reebok. In the Daily Mail, Juventus have told midfielder Alberto Aquilani that they will not be taking up the option to sign him on a permanent basis after his spell on loan from Liverpool. Liverpool want around £12 to £15 million for him. Juventus only prepared to pay £6 million.
Time for your messages and a varied selection today, so I'm just going to pick a few at random. Rob McDonald has been on via Twitter asking for more Scottish transfer rumours, so we'll work on getting some of them into the show. Mr Arsenal has been in touch via the Mirror Football website. He says here, I hope it's false, but the word on the street is that West Brom's Peter Odemwingie is about to get his dream move to Arsenal. Well, we did tell you about this earlier this week, and I have to say, I don't actually think it would be such a bad move on both sides if Odemwingie were to sign. He scored 13 goals in an average side last season. He can play on his own up front, which is very important in the Premier League, and those 13 goals were two more than Didier Drogba scored at Chelsea. I asked you for the players that you'd love to see at your club this summer. Pac-Man LFC wants to see Juan Mata from Valencia. We talked about him yesterday. Very good player. Jordan Khalil is upset about the signing of Jordan Henderson for that package totalling £20 million. He says King Kenny has lost the plot. £24 million for Phil Jones and Henderson. £60 million in total for the three average players. Well, as you know, Jones has gone to Manchester United, and although I get your general point, I don't think Dalglish has lost the plot. He very much knows what he's doing. I think he'll build a team for the future. Now, I just want to bring in Dan Ferdinand on Twitter here. He's an Arsenal fan with an interesting take on yesterday's events. He says, Man United spent £16 million on a 19-year-old defender. Arsenal spend £1 million on a 19-year-old defender. Yet some fans think we're not competing with the big boys. We've brought through a goalkeeper at 20 years of age, Wojciech Szczesny. Man United spend £16 million on David De Gea from Atletico Madrid. Again, some people think we're not competing. The way that Arsene Wenger's doing things keeps us on a sound, stable financial footing and keeps us competitive. I still trust Wenger. Arsenal fans, your views on that? Do you agree? Seems like excellent logic to me. Now, still your entries are coming in for the big spender competition. You know the details by now. We need to know the top three spenders in the Premier League by the end of this summer's transfer window. Lots and lots of you either saying it will be City, Arsenal or Chelsea, but Liverpool and Manchester United both throwing some very serious early punches. Despite that, bad half in Connecticut thinks it will be Manchester United, City and Liverpool. Eight-star entourage thinks Chelsea are simply biding their time. He thinks it will be them, United and City, as the top spenders by the end of the window. Schumacher100, being in touch on YouTube, thinks it will be City, Chelsea and Liverpool. AP3 Productions, however, is in a minority who, for me, looked to have a good chance of winning. As things stand, he says Liverpool, City and Man United. Keep your teams and your tweets, emails and messages coming in. You can see all the addresses on the bottom of the screen. The Football Spy Show is back tomorrow. I'll see you next time.